Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. We will have a high near 80 degrees. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin, things are starting out a little bit humid this morning. We can tell you that at this hour in Kenosha, if we get the numbers up here, computers, you know, Kenosha 63 degrees at this hour, 59 in Burlington, Milwaukee 69 as well, 66 degrees in Racine. Racine Unified School Board, during its 6:30 regular business meeting tonight, is going to be making some decisions on a handful of items, among them that partnership proposed by the Racine Police Department for department oversight of officers in the schools. The Common Council recently approved that. Selection of an architect for needed build-out to replace the real school at the Sportsplex site. That is in Sturtevant. Kenosha-based Partners in Design being recommended by administration. And selection of an architect for various other school remodeling projects. Again, Partners in Design being recommended as the choice. Prior to the business meeting, the public with a chance to comment on the district budget, which is already in place on a temporary basis, but which won't be finalized until this fall. That public hearing is to begin at 6 o'clock tonight. Kenosha City Council will be meeting tonight to talk about something that the school district did recently. Kenosha Unified School Board specifically named the Bradford Stadium for the late Olin Arrington Jr. instead of the name recommended by a special committee. WRJN's Janet Hoff says that issue is on the council agenda, as well as an issue regarding the Dream Playground.
The Public Works Committee will hold a special meeting at 6:30 this evening to consider a resolution sponsored by Alderman Rocco Lamacchia and co-sponsored by seven other aldermen, urging the school board to follow the recommendation of its ad hoc committee and name the stadium for Mary D. Bradford. The resolution is also on the agenda for full council consideration at tonight's regular meeting. School board member Rebecca Stevens has already indicated she will ask for reconsideration of the vote. The city council is also scheduled to take up the proposed settlement with the contractor who installed the flawed rubberized surface at the Dream Playground. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock this evening at the municipal building. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine County Economic Development and Land Use Planning Committee is meeting at 6 this evening in the auditorium of the Ives Grove office complex. That agenda includes a site plan review for a temporary use at the 7 Mile Fair location for a proposed outdoor concert, a music concert, on September 17th. You know, an audit's usually not a good thing when it comes to being a citizen in this country. When it comes to doing business, though, an audit can be both a good and bad thing. City of Racine recently got a clean audit opinion for its financial statements from last year. Deputy Finance Director Kathleen Fisher telling the Finance Committee recently it's good news.
The Finance Department actually prepares the 130-page audited financial statements, including all footnotes associated with them. The auditors audit that financial information through our ERP system, and then they issue an opinion. The opinion for 2015 is what they call an unqualified or clean opinion. It means that they found no material misstatements, no substantial errors, again, no issues with management, that type of thing.
Said a better collection on citations, interest income, both added to the revenue stream. Mindful of 2017, she said higher workers' compensation payouts, more judgments and claims, and tax assessment challenges are things that the city wants to watch. Kenosha Transit Commission has a meeting this afternoon. There's an agenda on that includes discussion about the purchase of 4 used buses from Madison. Also discussion about a free try the bus day to promote and maybe increase ridership. And a vote on an updated drug and alcohol testing policy. First 6 months of this year, there were more than 380,000 traffic convictions in Wisconsin entered into driver's records. Brad Babler is with the state DMV, and he says speed-related offenses still among the most common of the occurrences.
And it accounts for almost 22% of all traffic convictions. Some of the other top traffic convictions were operating while suspended, compulsory insurance violations, and failure to fasten a seatbelt.
DMV is required to keep track of these traffic convictions as part of a person's driving record. Some of the other common offenses, suspended license, insurance violations, and again, the seatbelt situation. A lot of folks getting pinched on that. And it's another long-term detour with the Milwaukee County Zoo interchange project status as of today. The ramp from eastbound 94 to I-41 US 45 northbound closing for reconstruction. It won't reopen until the spring of next year. About 97% of Wisconsinites 65 and older get Social Security payments, and keeping the program viable is going to be critical to the nation's future, says Lisa Lampkins, the advocacy director for AARP Wisconsin. Says it isn't enough for the political candidates these days to be simply offering just some quick sound bites.
The presidential candidates need to give us the details of their plans to keep Social Security strong, how those plans are going to affect families, what it will cost, and how they're going to get it done. The candidates for Congress need to commit to taking some action.
She notes 43% of the state's 65-plus population would be living below the federal poverty line without their monthly Social Security benefits. And for 3 of 10 older Wisconsinites, Social Security is their only source of income, says the next president and Congress must take action. AARP has a website, 2016takeastand.org, with whatever information the presidential candidates are providing about their ideas or plans for Social Security. College students begin heading back to campus or preparing for their freshman season soon. State's Better Business Bureau with some recommendations to avoid getting scammed. Among them, read the fine print on any credit card offers and their fees. Employment ads that'll pop up near a campus offering jobs with no experience necessary. Pretty much bogus most of the time. You don't need scholarship-finding companies when nearly all available financial aid comes from the federal government or from individual colleges. You can go to grants.gov to get the information. And be careful about downloading free music, movies, or textbooks. Many contain spyware that can end up causing you social media havoc. Veterans coming back from overseas missions, they are facing some challenges adapting back to life as a civilian. Many involve legal questions. So the UW Law School opened up the Veterans Law Center, which then led to the Appleton Public Library and a mobile unit, staffed with attorneys, paralegals, and volunteers. The center's director is Laura Smythe, who says soldiers are used to working with clear objectives, a clear chain of command. Often find it hard, though, to deal with civilian workplace situations because that same structure just isn't there.
We see that they're really struggling with learning how not to be in control of it as much as they possibly can in an uncontrollable environment. And suddenly they're back in a place where the structure is much less clear.
Meanwhile, she hopes that taking the center on the road as suggested by veterans themselves proves successful and will lead to more trips to cities all around the state, beginning at Appleton, for a reason. This is the prime time for fresh produce from the farmer's market. Karen Kafis says more to shopping, though, than just being a little touchy-feely when it comes to what's the healthiest for your family and for yourself. She talks about that in this report.
The Alliance for Food and Farming recommends asking vendors to clarify and confirm statements like certified organic and pesticide-free, and ask what kinds of food safety precautions take place on the farm and also when transporting the goods. When you get home, wash hands with warm water and soap before and after preparing fresh produce. Wash fruits and vegetables under running water before eating, cutting, or cooking. The FDA doesn't recommend washing with soap, detergent, or commercial produce washes. And refrigerate cut or peeled fruits and vegetables within 2 hours of preparation. Karen Kafa, Washington.
And the group Adventures in Lifelong Learning, which is mostly retirees 55 and up, going to be meeting at UW Parkside this afternoon at 2 o'clock. They'll hear from Carlos Chacon, the Director of Renewable Energy for SNC Electric Company in Franklin. The discussion to be on solar power becoming a practical energy source, even when the sun doesn't always shine. Chacon's mechanical engineering degree from Marquette led to more than 20 years of experience in the electrical power industry, where he has dealt with wind and solar power as well as energy storage. A news release indicating that he currently leads a multidisciplinary team which supports renewable energy projects for site developers and electric utilities. There's more information available for Adventures in Lifelong Learning, 262-595-2793 or www.uwp.edu. The keyword is all. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.